This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared again Monday, a day after an apparently botched Israeli undercover operation in Gaza left 7 Palestinians and an Israeli officer dead. It was the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war. Sirens wailed across southern Israel as hundreds of rockets and mortar rounds were fired from Gaza. Several homes and army bus were hit, one civilian killed, several people, including a soldier, wounded. At least 3 people were killed, several wounded in retaliatory Israeli airstrikes with dozens of targets hit, including the Al-Aqsa television station in Gaza. Sunday's Israeli undercover operation remains unexplained and comes amid signs of an easing of tensions, according to Randolph-Macon College history professor Michael Fitchback, who watches the region closely.
In the wake of what was seemingly a lot of progress, it is a little surprising to me that Israel chose that moment to launch some sort of attack that, whatever its real motives are, was certainly going to be seen by Hamas as a dangerous escalation.
The flare-up is seen as a setback to mediation efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the UN. An Italian-sponsored two-day summit of Libya's warring factions is underway in Palermo. Among the participants, Eastern Administration strongman Khalifa Haftar and Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, the UN-backed official based in Tripoli.
L'Italia ha promosso questa conferenza perché
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the meeting is designed to boost a UN stabilization process with Libyan factions and officials from 20 nations taking part. The UN had hoped to hold elections in the North African country December 10, but canceled the plan due to violence and stalled negotiations. The country has been in chaos for 7 years since the death of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News. The Saudi pro-government coalition resumed airstrikes against Houthi rebel defenders in the Yemeni Red Sea port city of Hodeidah Monday. Turki al-Malki is a coalition spokesman.
The operation is still going, and it's not true that there is a ceasefire in Hodeidah.
Dozens have been killed, including civilians, since the renewed operation was launched November 1st. In Riyadh, visiting British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt pressed for an end to the conflict.
The Saudis are willing to play their part in confidence-building measures, but the Houthis also need to do that as well, and that means no more missiles coming in from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, no more drones coming in, because those too are the things that provoke some of these strikes.
The port city remains the key lifeline for millions of malnourished Yemenis. International pressure on Riyadh has increased since the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul a month ago. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency Monday said Iran continues to abide by its obligations under the 2015 nuclear agreement despite last May's U.S. withdrawal and reimposition of sanctions. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran's reserve of low-enriched uranium remains well below the deal's 202.8-kilogram limit, while its stock of heavy water is virtually unchanged. Rohingya community leaders said those on a list set to be repatriated from Bangladesh to Myanmar, also known as Burma, have fled their camps. Some 700,000 fled a crackdown by security forces in Myanmar the UN likened to ethnic cleansing, including massacres, burned villages, and gang rapes. UN spokesman Farhan Haq Monday said those on the list should be allowed to visit first before deciding whether to return.
The refugees reportedly verified by Myanmar as having the right to return should be allowed to visit their places of origin in Rakhine State or other places to which they might choose to return.
Rights groups and the UN Refugee Agency expressed doubt conditions are safe for their return. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said talks are underway with Pakistan on an offer of asylum to Christian mother Azia Bibi and her family after her acquittal of violating the country's blasphemy laws. She had been incarcerated for 8 years before the Supreme Court's ruling early this month. In Ethiopia, dozens of security officials appeared in court Monday, suspected of corruption and rights abuses, and after the Attorney General accused security chiefs of planning a grenade attack targeting Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, the country's first Oromo leader, who has embarked on a series of reforms. Since taking office in April, no charges have been filed. Stan Lee, creator of a long list of Marvel comic book superheroes such as Spider-Man, Iron Man, the Hulk, and Black Panther, died Monday in California at the age of 95. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.